Howdy, regulars. This is regular dispatch number 7. It's May 7th, 2020. A new way of operating. When I have the privilege of talking to my readers, the most common questions they ask me are about self-promotion. How do I get my stuff out there? How do I get noticed? How do I find an audience? How did you do it? I hate talking about self-promotion. Comedian Steve Martin famously dodges these questions with the advice, "Be so good they can't ignore you." If you just focus on getting really good, Martin says, people will come to you. I happen to agree. You don't really find an audience for your work. They find you. But it's not enough to be good. In order to be found, you have to be findable. I think there's an easy way of putting your work out there and making it discoverable while you're focused on getting really good at what you do. Almost all the people I look up to and try to steal from today, regardless of their profession, have built sharing into their routine. These people aren't schmoozing at cocktail parties. They're too busy for that. They're cranking away in their studios, their laboratories, or their cubicles. But instead of maintaining absolute secrecy and hoarding their work, they're open about what they're working on, and they're consistently posting bits and pieces of their work, their ideas, and what they're learning online. Instead of wasting their time networking, they're taking advantage of the network. By generously sharing their ideas and their knowledge, they often gain an audience that they can then leverage when they need it for fellowship, feedback, or patronage. I wanted to create a kind of beginner's manual for this way of operating. So here's what I came up with: a book for people who hate the very idea of self-promotion, an alternative, if you will, to self-promotion. I'm going to try to teach you how to think about your work as a never-ending process, how to share your process in a way that attracts people who might be interested in what you do, and how to deal with the ups and downs of putting yourself and your work out in the world. If Steal Like an Artist was a book about stealing influence from other people, this book is about how to influence others by letting them steal from you. Imagine if your next boss didn't have to read your resume because he already reads your blog. Imagine being a student and getting your first gig based on a school project you posted online. Imagine losing your job, but having a social network of people familiar with your work and ready to help you find a new one. Imagine turning a side project or a hobby into your profession because you had a following that could support you. Or imagine something simpler and just as satisfying: spending the majority of your time, energy, and attention practicing a craft, learning a trade, or running a business, while also allowing for the possibility that your work might attract a group of people who share your interests. All you have to do is show your work. And that's the opening of this fantastic little book by Austin Kleon, called Show Your Work, 10 Ways to Share Your Creativity and Get Discovered. It was his second such book following Steal Like an Artist. I'm pretty sure he'd done some blackout poetry books prior. It's a simple, small, I think, square page paperback. You could probably read it in a couple hours, but it's incredibly powerful. And I thought back on this book having, you know, this is regular dispatch number 7. I've thought about doing this kind of thing for a long time. And I finally just started without music and without artwork or anything, just to get going. And I remember chapter titles like Think Process, Not Product, Open Up Your Cabinet of Curiosities, Share Something Small Every Day, Teach What You Know, Learn to Take a Punch, Tell Good Stories. Very simple chapter titles, and hopefully you can imagine what kinds of things are in there. And I recommend this book often to a lot of people. In recent Zoom sort of hangouts, as people are talking about looking for work or otherwise, I just couldn't more highly recommend to folks that they make it easier to be found. And once found, if you leave a clear trail of breadcrumbs showing where you've been recently, it's excellent because you can get such a fuller picture of a person by getting to know what they're into, what they've been studying, what they're learning, and what they're thinking about. And I'm enjoying this process already with these little tiny dispatches in these very, very early days of it before starting any interviews or having anything fancy at all. And it makes me realize like how lax and asleep at the switch I've been with. I don't have a blog or anything like that. And really, really should. So that's coming soon, as well. And I would hope that you would do it too. Talking about Julie and Simon in the last few days and hoping to, do more of that sometime soon. I love his point that the really important resource is imagination and ingenuity. And so if each of us will apply ourselves and show our work as we go, well, that might improve our work. It might encourage others. And as your work needs to expand or, be sold, move out there through the marketplace, your odds of success will improve if you let people tune in along the way. I think it's a beautiful message. I'm glad to be doing a little bit of the show your work. Clearly, I am opening up the cabinet of curiosities and sharing a little bit every day. So thanks for coming along for the ride.